اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of this program. I'm really glad to be with you as always.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, we're going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then we're going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. And after it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Ahmad Amir. He was an Egyptian reciter who was born in 1927. He memorized the Noble Quran at an early age when he was 11 years old. And he progressed in recitation of the Noble Quran so fast that he was entitled Sheikh during adolescence. In 1963, he joined Egyptian Quran Radio, and Sudan was the first country where he traveled to. Then he traveled to many Muslim countries, and in 1959, he traveled to Palestine. In 1969, he traveled to France, US, Brazil, and England, and he has also traveled to Iran several times. In 2013, he was invited to the Islamic Republic of Iran as a referee of International Quran Recitation Competition. And after the competition, he visited Ayatollah Khamenei along with other officials of the competition and recited the Noble Quran in his presence, despite being banned from reciting by physicians. At that time, he said, "I'm ready to recite in the presence of our leader and then die." We lost this star of recitation of the Noble Quran in 2016 at the age of 89. May Allah bless him. Now, it's time to listen to the recitation of Surah Al-Sharh and Surah Al-Teen, recited by Sheikh Ahmad Amir. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانظر فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين. فلسافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear friends, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of Surah Al-Sharh and Surah Al-Teen, recited by Sheikh Ahmad Amir. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, this was a very good recitation by Sheikh Ahmad Amir, and we see that even though he is very old while reciting these two surahs, he's reciting very well. He's reciting Jawab al-Jawab of his voice. And Sheikh Ahmad Amir, he has recited the whole Quran in Murattal style, and his tajweed is very good. But I'm not sure why in this recitation his tajweed wasn't perfect. There were some slight mistakes, technical mistakes that he made. And this could be due to his old age. And, you know, it's very difficult to pronounce certain letters fully and, you know, perfectly whenever you are old, okay? Whenever you're young, it's very easy to do that. But for people who are older, for the elderly, this could be one reason. For example, we don't have the proper timing of certain letters. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rahman. It's like the timing is incomplete, the way that he pronounces the ha for Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Or in some other parts, the way that he recites certain letters, it's not complete. Anyway, but...
Well, if you agree, let's talk about the positive points.
Yeah, the positive points, of course. It's not, you know, these are very slight mistakes, okay?
Yes.
You probably wouldn't even notice them. If, you know...
Just a professional reciter.
Yeah, those who are, you know, they pay very close attention to the rules of tajweed, they will notice it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alam nashrah. Nashrah. The ra has tafkhim.
Because it has a fatha.
Because of the fatha. So you have to pronounce the ra thickly, with velarization. It means that the back of the tongue is raised when pronouncing this letter. So, what would be the sound of the back of the tongue being raised? What sound would it make? Aw. 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 It's not aw with the root of the tongue raised. It's just the back of the tongue raises toward the velum.
Mm-hmm.
Aw. Nashrah. Rah. We don't say nashrah. Okay.
That is too deeper.
That's istirla, which ra doesn't have istirla. It has only istifal, but it could be pronounced with tafkhim as well in certain places. And actually, most of the time, it's pronounced with tafkhim. Sadarak. Again, we have a ra with tafkhim.
And qalqala of dal.
Yes, that's another very good point that you just made, that the qalqala of the dal. So what happens when you apply qalqala? Sadarak. Sadarak. The sound of dal comes back. We have a bouncing effect. Sadarak. Right whenever the tongue touches the place of articulation of dal, it doesn't stay there. It quickly comes apart. Sadarak. Sadarak.
Sadarak.
Of course, you shouldn't say sada. Sada. You should pronounce the dal with tarqiq. Sadarak. So you spread the lips right whenever you're pronouncing the dal with qalqala.
Sadarak.
Sadarak. Yes.
Something like khalaqa.
Yes, something similar to that. Wawada'na. We have a ayn here with sukun. So you have to make sure that there's no qalqala. Ayn should not be pronounced with qalqala. So you shouldn't say wawada'na. It's wawada'na. Anka. We have ikhfa of nun sakina in this word. Anka. Nun is not pronounced from its place of articulation. Instead, you could place the tongue in the place of articulation of kaf, or you could approximate the place of articulation of kaf. But most of the time, most reciters, they place the tongue in the place of articulation of kaf. And this is an exception to the rule of ikhfa.
Where you're supposed to...
You're not supposed to. You could. You have the option of doing this. Of placing the tongue in the place of articulation of kaf. And we also have this for qaf. Okay? So, you could say anka, approximation, where the back of the tongue... gets close to the place of articulation of kaf without touching it, and we have the nasalization, or you could make a fully nasal sound by making the back of the tongue touch
the place of articulation of kaf.
You hold the tongue in that position for two vowel counts.
But the general rule is the first one that you said.
Yes, but it's difficult for kaf, anka, and also for qaf. Wizrak. The ra is pronounced with tafkhim. You know, in this surah, we have a lot of ra's with tafkhim. Wizrak, alladhi anqadha wahrak. Ra. Wa rafa'na. Ra. Rafa'na. Dhikrak. Usri yusra.
Fa'idha.
Yeah. We had one, we only have one tarqiq, and this is actually two. Fa'inna ma'al usri. Yusra. Inna ma'al usri ri yusra. So whenever ra has a kasra, you have to pronounce it with tarqiq. And whenever it has a fatha or dhamma,
you should pronounce it with.
Of course, there are other conditions for tafkhim and tarqiq of ra, but these are the most essential ones.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور، فيه شفاء للصدور، وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى، وصفاته نبع الهدى، نلقى الجنان بحبه. لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه تعطر الآذان. هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق، ونور يبعث الأشواق، وفيه محاسن الأخلاق.